have you ever tried incorporating sex toys into your sexual experiences? If so, what was it like?
Damn, son, it just hit me. I don't know. That shit was all right. You know what I mean? I play. You know what I mean? You know, before when I was younger, I'd be like, you know what I mean? I'd be like, get that shit out the equation. But you know what I mean? I got older. You know, I learned how to deal with it. You know.
Nah, no sex toys. It's been in the vicinity to use, but I just was like, nah.
How come?
Just, I'm the pleasure. I don't need a toy to stimulate that, man. I'm exit only over here, so you feel me? Like, I don't really need nothing going and plugging me or nothing like that. You feel me? Like,
Woman, the reason why is because, you know, we gonna nut one way. You know what I mean? We just in and out, you know what I mean? But a woman, she got the clitoris, she got a butthole. You gotta play with it all. So when you play with it all, she gotta get off. So she gotta expand her mind. I get it. I appreciate the toys. I wasn't a fan of the toys. It's an ego thing. But once you start playing and shit, you're like, oh, so I'll bring a toy. What's the name of your podcast?
All right, all right. Welcome to another episode of Both Sides of the Bed.
Welcome, welcome.
And what we're going to talk about today, ladies and gentlemen, sex toys.
Sex toys.
Sex toys has been high on the list of requests. We've been meaning to get to the sex. We're back to the sexy, y'all.
Back to the sexy.
We've been connecting the last few episodes. It's been nice. Connection's gentle. Always great. But now it's time to fuck with some toys, though.
Absolutely. You know we have a lot of toys to go over.
We got a lot of toys to play with today. It was nice to go back in my collection and see what, you know.
Dusting them off.
Yeah. It's been a little while since we played with toys consistently.
Yeah.
I got a special toy at the end that we gotta bring up. Do you know the special toy? Don't say it.
I don't know, but I'm excited to figure it out.
The new one.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not here. There's no room for it.
Okay.
You gotta show them that. Gotta put them on to that. But yes, we are talking about toys today. All about toys, all the toys. We're gonna go over all the different types of toys you can play with. We're gonna share with y'all some of our favorite toys and how we like to use them. And we're just gonna have a conversation about toys.
Yeah.
So, bring back the sex fact. What sex fact you got for us today?
It's been a little while. Today's sex fact is, during a live science study in 2011, 37% of women believed men felt intimidated by women's vibrator use, but 70% of men actually were totally fine with sex toys.
I'm actually happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the narrative, and even me, I was kind of falling victim to it a little bit, in that men are just not into toys.
Yeah.
Like that.
Or just like completely felt dismissed or disrespected by them.
Right. Now, granted, there's absolutely a strong population of men that just do not fuck with toys. They yeah. never have, never will. They're good. And we witnessed that when we went out and did interviews. Quite a few of the men either was just like, hell no, I don't need that. I know what I'm doing. My dick is good enough. All
I'm
that.
Enough.
Yeah, a lot of I'm enoughs.
Yeah.
But there was a few guys that was open to toys, but the overwhelming majority of men were not really down for the toys like that. And even in prepping for this episode, I was online just doing research about toys and just seeing, you know, other content creators and you know, how they talked about toys. I found one man, maybe two, out of a sea of women.
Yeah.
And I think that was pretty telling. That, you know, not a lot of men are just having these conversations online for the world and just sharing their knowledge or interest in sex toys.
Yeah, there was one question that we had for the interviews, and it was, I think it was like something along the lines of, why do you think that women are more open to using sex toys than men? And when we picked that question, I assumed it was like in the bedroom with your partner, but everybody was kind of taking it as like with solo play.
Right.
And women were just, you know, going to the ideology of like, I want to experience a different level of pleasure and different sensations. And men were very much like, what am I going to use a sex toy for? Like, I have my hands. I don't need that.
And men went directly to vibrators and anal vibrators. It was like,
specifically, yeah.
That. Like, I don't want nobody plugging me with no shit.
It's when, an exit.
Yeah, it's an exit, not an entrance. Yeah, it was just... I wonder why that's the case. Like, why do men feel like our only options for sex toys out of the plethora of options that we have behind us today? Do they feel like male prostate massagers are it? You know?
And not only are they it, but they're like not open to it, even though they are very fascinating and create great pleasure. But nobody even thought about a doll, a pocket pussy, like nothing. It was just like male vibrators in the ass. Absolutely not.
I mean, even a classic belt or handcuffs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just so many options. We're going to unpack that today.
Yeah, very, I think, limited beliefs on what sex toys can be. One thing that I was so fun about when we first got together is we were just like, anything can be a sex toy if you just believe.
Basically.
Like, I think the one we have here, we got at just a dollar store in the kitchen section.
Yeah, yeah. We'll definitely get into that paddle back there.
Yeah.
We've had all kinds of interesting sex toys. I think one of our more interesting toys was the roller. The regular, this wooden roller.
Yeah.
We just found this regular, what is it, dough roller?
Yeah.
And we used it, and it was surprisingly
enjoyable.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like you can hit with it, you can massage with it. It was very eclectic.
Your first thought was hitting you with it, which I thought was hilarious. It was like, damn, that's where we are now. Where the first thought when you get a roller is how I'm gonna beat you with it, as opposed to actually rolling it like it's used.
It didn't even cross my mind at first. Yeah. But the rolling felt very nice.
Yeah.
Anything's a sex toy if you just believe.
Anything's a sex toy, and I'm all for figuring out what other things that we can play with. There's a million options, whether they're specifically sex toys or just your everyday household items.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually have another sex fact, which I think is super fun. Vibrators were initially used by doctors to cure hysteria in women, the symptoms of which included anxiety, sleepiness, irritability, nervousness, erotic fantasies, feeling of heaviness in the lower abdominal, and wetness between the legs. I think that's hilarious that that was a symptom. And then it says, before vibrators, doctors cured hysteria by putting vegetable oil on their hands and massaging a woman's genitals until climax.
Wow, that was their cure, huh?
Yeah, the idea of hysteria is just so belittling to the women's experience and baffling at the same time. It's basically the idea that them just having emotions and just like a negative experience about something or even a horny experience, it's just like, this is hysteria and this needs to go. Something that needs to be cured and dealt with.
It just sounds like a bunch of dirty old men making excuses of why they need to touch your pussy. I don't know. Are there vegetable oil on your pussy because it's wet?
Vegetable oil sounds crazy. That sounds like at least a yeast infection. But I don't know. I agree with you. It does seem like a bunch of dirty old men just trying to touch some pussy. But I think more importantly, it's just kind of putting women in this box of, well, if you're not behaving as a super conservative, you only have sex to reproduce and please your man type of behavior, then it's hysteria. And it's like, if you think of hysteria, think about like hysterical behavior. It's just like erratic and, you know, uncompromisable.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Men. Only men.
And vegetable oil, of all things. Vegetable oil is the lube. I'm so glad we've grown from that.
Evolved.
We've evolved.
Bare minimum, coconut oil now.
At least coconut oil. Well, not even at least, as if that's not a phenomenal, superior
you
option.
You do love coconut oil.
I love coconut oil. That is my number one /2, depending on what's going on and what we're doing.
Yeah.
Oil, it's just so versatile. You can eat it, so you can lick it off somebody's body.
It's natural.
An amazing lubricant. It just feels good.
And it doesn't throw off a woman's pH.
Doesn't throw off pH. It's healthy. It looks good. You can make your body shine. You got glistening bodies in the bed now. It's just so versatile. I love coconut oil.
My only gripe with coconut oil is
messy.
Not even the smell reminds me, like I used to make popcorn with my mom. We used to cook it with coconut oil.
Mm.
So anytime I smell it, I just think of just popcorn.
And your mom.
I don't even think of her, no. God bless her. No, I just think of popcorn. And it's just like, for a minute, I'm just like, this isn't popcorn, this is a penis.
We gotta use it more so that your last memories of it will be penis, no more popcorn.
It's a core memory, so we'll see.
We shall see. Because there's a lot of coconut oil in our future.
Yeah.
But it is messy as hell, though. Don't fuck around and drop your coconut oil on a hardwood floor. You're going to be slipping and sliding for weeks.
Yes, I recommend putting in like a small bowl because you don't want to like contaminate your jar of coconut oil with hands and after you touch some balls.
Yeah, it's a one-time use once it comes out.
Exactly.
Yeah. But real quick, because we'll get into all the toys, but like it's probably more appropriate that we talk about our favorite lubricant.
Yes.
Because aside from the coconut oil, we do use lube. Now, I wasn't a big fan of lube growing up. I didn't realize that there was an importance. I thought as long as the vagina is getting a little wet here, I think we're good to go. I didn't realize it was a need, but also even if it's not technically a need and you can, you know, get to sliding and doing your thing, it just enhances pleasure so much more.
Yeah.
When you got some good lube. And my first days of lube were just KY from Walgreens. I was just running there and getting a box sticky of KY. I thought at the time, because I didn't have experience with lube before then, that it was good. It wasn't good, and it isn't good. We got like an emergency KY, or I think we were at a party. It was a party, and somebody offered us some KY to use. And I was like, oh, appreciate it. And then threw that KY on, it got maybe 3 to 5 minutes max.
Not even 5 minutes.
Probably 3 minutes of using it.
And it just got sticky and tacky and...
Yeah, and dry, and we had to reapply it like 17 times within like 15 minutes.
It was ridiculous.
So, if you'd like to avoid all of that, this right here is going to change your life. This is our favorite lube in the whole wide world. This lube right here is called Mod, M-A-U-D-E. And we love this lube.
Yeah, the Shine Mod.
Shine Mod. This is a silicone. This is silicone. They have a water-based one. That's cool.
It's aloe-based.
Aloe?
Yeah.
Okay. They have an aloe-based one. That's cool. But this right here, this silicone,
It makes everything slippery and sliding. And one thing that I really love about this lube is it feels like really natural.
Yeah.
Like it feels like me, but like a lot more.
Right. It doesn't feel like, oh, I got a whole bunch of lube on right now. It's not sticky. It's super smooth and it doesn't leave crazy residue after. And it just feels amazing. It just feels like, oh, what have I been doing before I had this lube?
Seriously.
Yeah.
And that that after fact, you know, when all the fun is over, it never feels like there's something on me. It just feels like
completion.
Fun. Yeah, completion. It feels like completion. I thoroughly enjoy it.
Yes. So there's your first tip of the day. Get you some Mod. We can't even talk about any other lubes. We've tried a few lubes.
We have.
There's been a few other lubes we've liked, but we love the hell out of Mod.
Yes, and if you want to check it out, you can go to getmod.com and you can use our code for 10% off at BSOTB10.
Go get you your 10% off because you're going to need a few of these bottles.
You're going to need a few of these bottles.
Yeah. If you're only listening to today's episode on Apple Music or Spotify, you definitely want to go back and watch this one on YouTube to see us have fun with all our toys. And now, back to the show. But yeah, let's talk about toys. Let's talk about toys. I feel like toys are very much a part of our culture now. I feel like in general, people have welcomed the toys into their bedroom at varying levels. But I still do feel like there's a lot more playing that we could do with toys.
Yeah. You know? I think when people hear toys in today's society, it's very much the vibrator, the rose. I need to get a rose. I've heard so much about it. When we were doing interviews, almost everyone spoke about it. I'm like, okay, I'll just...
Rave reviews.
Women. Men about
they
their
knew,
women.
They like, knew. It was crazy how many people love that damn rose. So we're gonna get a rose just to see, and we're gonna review it and let y'all know because they were acting like.
I feel like they already know. I feel like we're late to the
party. We're late to the rose.
We're late to the rose.
I never even heard of rose before now.
Oh wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I never heard of rose. I heard of the rabbit. That was one of the vibrators.
That was like one of the first vibrators.
But the rose is a clit stimulator.
Yes, it's a clitoral stimulator.
I didn't even know about clit stimulators until I got with you. I didn't really know that specific thing. I just thought toys that vibrate, they go in your vagina. There you go. But
there's a whole world of them.
Different ones.
And I think the importance of when you desire to add toys to, you know, your repertoire, it's all about enhancing pleasure. It's about exploring different avenues of pleasure and different sensations and adding things on to what you already have. It's not about replacing or there's a lack of, so something needs to be brought in. And sometimes that's the case, and that's okay too. But for the most part, it's all about enhancing the experience and trying something new and exploring and being communicative and vulnerable about what you're desiring. And that's why I like them the most.
Yeah, I think that there's nothing threatening about toys. They're not a living, breathing thing. They're just a toy. And so they're only as powerful as the hands that they're in. And I think that us as, you know, sex positive, explorative, creative people, we can really utilize toys to our advantage to just enhance our skill set as amazing lovemakers, you know, pleasure providers. These are just extensions of us.
Yeah.
You know, so I've really embraced them over the years, and I see so much value in them. And it's just, there's so many layers. If you want to keep your sex life popping for years to come, especially when you're with somebody for years and years, absolutely throw some toys in the mix. There's a million different toys. There's a million different ways of playing with each of them. All the combinations. It's so exciting what you can get out of a sexual experience. When you throw the toys in there.
Yeah, and you don't have to bring five in at once. It's just ease it in, try it out for a few times, and then bring another one in. But we can also talk about how to introduce toys into the bedroom.
But before we get to that, let's talk about our first experiences with toys. When did you? What was the first toy you remember, or that you personally played with, that you heard of?
Just myself?
Yeah, just when was your first introduction to just toys?
I got my first toy off of Groupon.
A Groupon sells sex toys? Wow, I didn't even know.
I got this pink and white Groupon toy that, like, it, like, put batteries in, and I used to hate when my batteries would die. And it wasn't the best, but it was a new sensation, so it was just amazing. And it was just like your standard vibrator. There was nothing special about it except for it was new. It did not last long, not because I wore it out, but because it was a Groupon vibrator.
Yeah, I understand.
But my first, like, real experience, I remember after that, I was like, okay, like, if I'm going to get a toy, then I want, like, something luxurious and sexy. And that's how I found Lilo. And I bought the Saraya, which I actually don't have here. It's at my place. But it's kind of like their version of the rabbit, if you will. And then they had a clitoral stimulator. And one thing that I love about that one I wore to the ground. And I need to activate on that warranty because I miss her. But she's a clitoral stimulator. And one thing that I love about theirs is instead of vibration, they use air. So instead of just regular vibration on the clitoris, it's like air blowing onto it. Mm-hmm. But it's the blowing, it becomes like a vibrating type of sensation. And I like it because it's less aggressive than the vibration. Because after a while, the vibration is just like, that poor clitoris is just like, whew, right. Give me a break. With this one, like between 2 and 5 minutes, I'd be like, wow, that was amazing. And it was actually the first time I squirted. I was alone in my bedroom, my clitoral stimulator. And it was an incredible experience. I didn't even know I could do it. I remember like calling my friends after, like, I just squirted all over my sheets. It was great.
That's what's up. I guess my first experience with toys was not a direct experience where I played with them, but I was so impacted by seeing someone else use them that it really opened me up to the possibilities of me using them. I didn't know what I was going to get, where, how, but I knew I needed to get down with some toys.
You were at a party or something?
Yeah, so I was at a party. It was a play party, my first party. And just the way that it was in the basement of this house in Jersey. And it was a lot of couples. And so I'm on one side of the basement. There was beds laid out everywhere. And I'm on one side of the bed. I'm on one side of the basement with this woman. And her husband is on the other side of the basement with these beds laid out. He had like 3 women laid out on these beds, and he had like a whole tool belt of toys. He had some kind of vibrator. He had some cuffs over here. He might have some impact toys. I don't remember. He had an array of toys, and he was just getting to work. He was chefing it up. He was on some other shit, just orchestrating the shit out of the, all of these women. And I'm hearing their screams and their moans, and he's just doing his thing and like really controlling the situation. Wow. And he was able to go for hours because he didn't have to just rely on his dick. Just, and I don't even think he actually fucked any of them at during that time. He was just masterful with the toys, and I was just like, yo, I like that shit. I just saw how much power he had, how much control, and just how different that was. Because you don't just go to a party and just see somebody with mad toys like that. So he was just the handyman of yeah, of pleasure. I like that. So that opened me up to the idea of it. Because before then, I didn't have any examples of seeing men use toys. Why would I? So I just didn't see the value. I wasn't against them, but I wasn't for them. It was just, it wasn't on my radar. But when I saw that, it was like, oh, okay, I like that. And I knew one day I would want to get some toys. So it was probably still a few more years, maybe like 2 years before I started venturing into it. But it always stuck with me. Like, I'm going to have to get into the toys one of these days. But my first toy was just this cheap-ass Amazon flogger. This light-ass, thin, I don't know what kind of cheap plastic, leather, pleather material. But at the time, it was cool. It was cool. I was getting busy with that thing. I was getting busy with that. It was that, it was that flogger and some handcuffs. I think it was these handcuffs. Nice. Still have these handcuffs, actually.
They're pretty sturdy.
Yeah, now these are official Popo handcuffs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, these are official police grade handcuffs right here. So nobody's going anywhere. Now, I ain't gonna lie, with the handcuffs, they look better than what they are. They're not as functional. They're not as exciting. It's kind of like, oh yeah, sex toys, handcuffs, they sound cool.
Yeah.
It sounds like a good idea. They look cool, and then the sound, just the jingle, can be intimidating. You know, it can be a little scary. Like, you know, you're about to get into some trouble. But I will be honest, I don't think handcuffs are really the best. They're too hard.
I was about to say that. One thing that I don't like about them is, like you said, they're so round. And then, like, the wrist is, like, more of a like a rectangle if you look at it. So it's, I feel like it's just always clanking against. And I like to move. I like to adjust. I like to feel like I can just, even if I'm being restrained, I can have some freedom, and they don't allow for that even in the least bit. Like, I feel like with rope, you're able to like say you're moaning and you're just like, ah, and you like just express and move. Right. Handcuffs are like, no, bitch, you're going to stay right there. And if you move, it's going to hurt.
Yeah. So it's like, it's cool. I don't mind it, but I haven't pulled these out in quite some time.
I think we used them once.
Yeah. And I realized, like, yeah, now these hurt. Because I know me, like, especially when I'm using restraints, it gets me excited. And so I want to get more aggressive, and I want to pin you down or maybe throw you around. And so with all that friction going against your wrists and the pressure and all the movement, it's going to give you more pain than I may necessarily want to give you in that moment.
Yeah.
So I'd rather have a more comfortable experience for your wrists.
They have the ones with like fur and like lining. They thought of that. So we should probably try this out.
But I'm not here for some. I'm throwing handcuffs on. I don't want no cute shit. I want some intimidating shit.
Well, I think it's definitely cute, but it's functional.
Fur?
Yeah. It's all about the cushion.
I don't want no fur cuffs.
Okay. I want some fur cuffs.
Furry cuffs are going to make you feel like, oh, my man's locking me in the bed right now. Oh, I'm restrained. I don't know what he's going to do. I'm scared.
What are they supposed to feel like?
That.
I'm so confused.
They're not supposed to feel like fur. Like, oh, this is some cute furry handcuffs. We're doing some restraints today. Oh,
okay, I get what you mean.
Yeah, I don't want the furry shit. I want metal. I want hard. I want steel if I'm going to do some handcuffs. I want cold steel on you.
Cold steel.
Yeah. But we've migrated on. I've grown, and I've realized comfort is still very important.
Literal fur, but I'm just going to let you rock.
No, this is not fur. I don't know what this is.
It's fur.
It's some furry shit in the middle here. It's going on here. This is like a little suede-ish, little fur, a little bit. But it's not fur, that fur on the outside of the cuffs.
You're thinking of like feathery fur.
I'm thinking of the furry-ass puffy handcuffs. I'm not interested. But this, it's just the inside lining is nice and soft.
It's fur.
Whatever. And then you can wrap it around. So now with this one, these are some high grade. And I will say, as you get into sex toys, One thing I've learned is you get what you pay for. If you spend $10 on some shit that you see going for $50, $60, $70 elsewhere, it's probably a reason why. So at this point, I've realized I got to invest in good toys. And this is one of the better investments that I've made just in terms of some quality restraints. I'm a big fan of restraints. I like the control. I like the power. I like limiting your ability to move and express yourself sometimes, depending on what we're doing. I like a restraint impact combo. Or a restraint and vibrator combo, where you want to move your arms and just express the pleasure, but you can't, and you're bound, and it makes you crazy. I like that.
Yeah, I hate restraints, actually.
I know you've mentioned it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can do them, but it's very, I don't know, I'm a very, like, I like to, like, crack my body and, like, adjust and feel and move. And with restraints, you just are really limited. And it's not necessarily the loss of control that I don't like, but it's the, I don't want to have a moment of discomfort that I can't, like, literally wiggle my way out of and come back to present. And restraints restrict me from doing that, so that's the only reason why I don't like them.
What's part of it? That's part of the mental challenge.
Yeah, I don't like that part of the mental challenge.
Well, we're gonna do some more restraints, so
okay,
get ready for the mental challenges.
Hey.
But I really like these because, and I would recommend, get these over just, they have, like, cheaper Velcro kind of ones. You know, get what you can get. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with those, but I just find those are not anywhere near as comfortable as something like this. They got the little inner part here that you wrap around your wrist or your ankle, and then they got the actual strap, so there's no way it's uncomfortable. So now that the fact that your wrist don't hurt, now I can get it nice and tight on you, so you're really not going anywhere. And then you got this here, because if I need to be able to just get you out real quick so you can move your arm out, they got the hook on here. And as you notice, I also got a glove here. We'll get to that in a little while, why I have this interesting looking glove on my hand. But I like to be able to just, yeah, clip and unclip these real quick so that we can do whatever we need to do. So these are really cool for that. But me, myself, personally, I do not like being restrained at all. So I understand what you mean. I can't deal with it at all. I don't like it. I like freedom. And I didn't realize how much I like freedom as a person until I've tried to be restrained. I don't like my hands bound by the front, back, anywhere. I am not.
I hate it on my back. I don't mind it over my head. I hate it behind my back.
I have this weird trust issue thing with that. Even with you.
Yeah, I know.
Even with you. Because we also have bed restraints to the bed right now. I don't think I can reach any of them. But we're on my bed right now. And we have just the normal bed restraints where you can tie somebody's ankles to the foot of the bed, and then the hands to the headboard and the bars. And those are cool. It's always a really sexy visual, just seeing you spread out like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I couldn't do it, though. I would be crazy. I would freak the fuck out. I will freak out.
I freak out.
Let me out of here. You're like me? You're
yes,
saying?
I freak out. I figure it out because it's, you know, I like to indulge and enjoy and also step outside my comfort zone. But yeah, it's definitely a freak out moment for me.
Well, I can't say I don't relate because I...
And then that, yeah, with the impact, it's a lot.
But I feel like you're so focused on the sensations of the impact, it distracts you from the fact that you're bound.
Other way around for me.
You're so bound, you can't focus on the impact.
Exactly, yeah.
Huh. Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know. We kind of stuck in a rough situation here because I completely relate. So I feel like I am obligated to make sure you're good when it comes to that.
No, and that's what safe words are for.
Yeah.
You remember that one video I showed you where it was like they were setting the mood right and they were about to have a sexy time and this girl... restrained this guy to this bed and then she started tickling him.
Oh, that was fucked up.
That was fucked up.
I think, like, I was angry for him.
A part of my fear is just like something bad is gonna happen like that. I would never speak to you again. You restrain me to the point. And tickling is a whole fetish. It's a whole thing, yeah. Not mine. I that would just terrify me.
I'm good. It might as well be pain.
Yeah.
It might as well be stabbing me with my whole ass knife that I go over there. You might as well be stabbing me.
You are not okay with tickles. I would accidentally tick you. Anytime it happens, I'm ready for either an elbow to the face or a punch. Like, you are very aggressive when you're tickled. So I could only imagine.
Yeah, that would be grounds to break up with you.
I feel like these police grade handcuffs you'd rip apart.
I'd probably break through the shit. You're tickling me and I have nowhere to go. I'm just stuck just taking it. There's nothing I could do. I'd probably break this out of those shit. I can't imagine. But yeah, I have to break up with you because that's a level of stupidity that I just can't accept because you know me. Yeah. So you have to be a complete idiot to think that there was some fun joke you could play and we can just walk away from this and be alright at the end of it. Absolutely not. And you don't care about my well-being. If you go, if you're going to tickle the shit out of me when I'm bound, my bed in such a vulnerable place, don't do that.
And for some, they, again, it's a whole fetish where it's the being bound, the uncomfortability, the sensation of like needing to laugh. It's like a whole, it's a whole kink, which I think is so beautiful. How many kinks there can be.
Yeah, more power to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely no kink shaming at all. I'm astounded that that can be the case for them.
Yeah.
But I'm good off the tickles. I would like to tickle somebody though.
I was about to say, I don't think I could tickle someone because it's such a negative in my mind. I would feel like I'm hurting them.
I could. The sadist in me can tickle them.
I know. Yeah, well, there you go. The sadist in you. Okay. Well, sadist, definitely. Pick your next toy.
Well, we can start here because this right here, I like this one. This is just a glove, so a nice little latex glove here, and it's like I have 5 mini dildos with different kind of textures on them, different kind of penis head looking things. We got some balls, we got some spikes, we got some rings, we got some pointy ones, we got some thicker ones, we got some skinny ones, and then overall it got a nice little texture here on the front. So obviously this is great for fingering. What did you think when we used this? Did you like it?
I did. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I like the different sensations. I like the palm. That was the unexpected one that I really liked.
Yeah.
Because it adds texture onto the labia, onto the clitoris. It's really nice.
Yeah. So it's definitely a very versatile toy. But also I just like the look of it. It looks intimidating. It looks like I'm about to get into some shit with you. Like I am about to torture the fuck out of you with this glove. I really like that for the scare factor alone.
I remember when we were using it with another partner and we were like, we need a second one.
Right, and we got the second one. Yeah. We got the double one. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, but this is cool. This is nice and easy. Just something as simple as that can change everything. And now with this glove, I would consider this more of a sensation kind of toy, just given all of the different kind of feelings that you can get with all the different textures and everything. And sensation toys are really good, especially entry-level toys, for people who, you know, don't really know where they want to go, but they want to try some things out, and maybe some of the other toys that we'll go over might be a little bit more intimidating. I think sensation toys are a great entry-level to get your feet wet. So we got a few others that we like to play with.
Yeah.
So let's go over these. So this right here is one of my favorites. This is the pinwheel.
Yeah.
Or the Gutenberg wheel. So this right here, I like this because it can be very intense with not a lot of pressure. So basically with this wheel, we'll put your arm out.
Mm-hmm.
So basically with this one here, you can either gently just allow the spikes it has, maybe, I don't know, 20 or 30 spikes on this little wheel with the handle here. And you see, even just, I'm not pressing at all. Now, what are you feeling right now?
A lot of sensation. It feels...
like what?
I don't know. It feels very enticing. It feels very sharp, but gentle at the same time. It feels like very soft, almost, mm-hmm. but in a very pointy way, if that makes sense.
Right. And then I like it because, yeah, I'm literally just holding on with my 2 fingers here and not putting any pressure on. And so that's a nice, gentle, almost tickly kind of sensation. But then if I want, I can press a little bit and now it gets a little more intense. And now it can bring a little bit of pain into the mix,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's a completely different sensation now.
Yeah.
The other one kind of felt, I want to say overwhelming, but in a positive way. And then that one is just like really intense and just immediately grounded and made me very present with what you were doing. Where the other one was just, I was overwhelmed by what was happening, which is fun.
Right.
This is one of my favorites, actually, for that reason of just the versatility, not knowing when, where it will be on my body and how it will feel, right, depending on the pressure you put onto it.
Right.
So I think it's a really fun sensation.
And this one's cool, too, because you don't have to be super skilled. You don't need a lot of practice to get good with this. It's just a real simple tool that you can pull out in the mix while you're doing other things. Because I personally like to mix up the toys and mix up the sensations at the same time to offer a few different things that kind of trick your brain and keep you on your toes, not knowing what to expect next.
Yeah, it's all about that layering of different types of sensations so that you can add to those different erogenous zones while you're giving pleasure to that main course.
Yeah. So if you don't got you one of these, definitely. This is a nice all-around piece right here. Good for any sex toy bag. So get you a pinwheel. Now, in addition to that,
feather?
We do have a feather. I don't know where the feather is right now.
Okay. You don't have to worry about it.
In addition to that, get you a feather that we don't currently have right now. Feather is nice and light. Feather is very gentle. Feather can be very relaxing, very soothing. A feather is also really good after maybe something more intense, like some impact or like a knife or anything like that. You can come back along with a feather to just make the skin feel good.
One of those fluffy feathers.
Yeah.
And I think when people hear feather, they think tickle, and we just talked about that, but it's more of a, like you said, kind of like that gentle like touch, like a kind of an affirmation, it feels like, of just like, okay, like this is going to be gentle for this moment. You're going to just feel relaxed and feel present in that.
Right. Now, in addition to that, I really love things that pinch. Now, I guess you would call this a still sensation. Mm-hmm. These are your everyday classic clothespins. You can grab these at any 99 cent store, really anywhere. And with these, I like these because they're super simple and very versatile.
Yeah.
Very versatile. You can start anywhere from, you know, your nipples. Now, if you're gonna go nipple with it, there's a technique for putting any kind of clamps on your nipples. You don't want to put it right on the nipple itself. You want to kind of grab the skin around the nipple and then pinch it onto the skin so you don't damage your nipples, lose sensation, things like that. So definitely stay away from the direct nipples when you go with the clothespins. But these are good too because you can put them anywhere. You can clip them on your arms, you can clip them on your back, you can clip them on your waist, you can clip them on your legs, depending on what kind of skin and how elastic your skin is. But these can go everywhere. One time I blindfolded you. You remember the time I blindfolded you?
Exactly what you're talking about.
And then I put a bunch of them on your breast, like on both sides. And I remember, I think I put them somewhere else, like on your arms or somewhere. And it was just like a line of them going down your arms.
Yeah, and like covering my breast tissue.
Yeah. And that was cool to look at and just see. It's very artistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something so simple. Like you say, you can get it at a 99 cent store, but it breeds a lot of sensation. And it's also varied because some clothespins are tighter than others. So you'll feel it and one might be like super soft and you're like, oh, I can handle this. And the next one might be super tight and you're just like, wait, I'm not sure. And it might also be the positioning, where it is on your body, but it's a wild card. It's fun.
Yeah. Good old fashioned clothespins. Now, in keeping with the theme of things to clamp onto your body, I love these things. These right here, I need to give them a name. These are like little snakes or something, like little vipers or something like that. I know you hate them, but
I hate
love
them so much.
So these are nipple clamps right here.
I don't hate nipple clamps. I hate these specific nipple clamps. They're so hard.
Well, that's the thing. They are all made differently.
Yeah.
So with these nipple clamps here, these are a little bit more intense. So, but I like them because they are very simple. You just have these two pieces on the side that you can squeeze, which opens it up, and you can put them on that way. I recommend these for easy accessibility to your nipples because there are other ones on there, like you'll have to clamp, like put them over the spot you want to clamp, and then you got to twist this little thing, this little screw on top of that. I was like, I ain't got time for that. I got other shit I'm doing right now. I got maybe a hand free. I'm doing something else with my other hand. I want to be able to just quickly throw this on if I can, or I need the other hand to put them on properly.
Yeah.
So I need things that are easy, that are quick, And that's why I love these so much.
One thing about these is it has these five dots in the center. So it's like this textured pattern that's going on to and imprinting onto the nipple, which I think is adding to that intensity and that strength of this kind of hurts.
Yeah.
Because most things are usually smooth or an even textured, but being that it's textured, it gives an extra sting to it.
Definitely get these. Get these. Now, in addition to that, now I would call this a sensation toy.
1,000%.
So this is a knife here, and there is a such thing as knife play specifically. Mm-hmm. Now, knife play can be extremely intense if you wanted to the point where you draw blood and you're literally cutting someone's skin open. That's obviously a high level of play, and we don't recommend that for the average person, you know. But if you grow and you develop and you really like knives, you definitely, you know, knock yourself out. But before engaging with any type of knife play, it would be irresponsible of us to encourage this kind of play without you taking all the precautions, doing extensive research, and starting with knives that are dull. So if you want to get into any knife play, I'd recommend starting out even with a butter knife. If you don't trust yourself enough, start with a butter knife or just a knife that you know is not sharpened and it cannot cut anybody to the point to where they bleed. This does not happen to be one of those knives. This knife right here is very sharp. I love this knife. I think it looks really cool. It's very stylish and it gets me excited to do things with it. And I loved how sharp it is. So this point is extremely sharp. And I don't use this knife to cut you and, you know, make marks in that kind of way and draw blood. But I really like this knife because I can make you whelp with it. Whelp?
I'm not sure.
Well, I can make you
I feel
do
like
that.
It's whelp.
Whelp with a P?
Yeah.
Okay. But I can make you whelp and draw these lines. So I get these temporary lines. So I'll just go over your body with it very gently. And because it's so sharp. That I don't have to press whatsoever.
Yeah.
But now I can press a little bit. And as I draw on it, it's starting to create these whelps to where in a few minutes, by doing this, it'll make these lines and the whelps will come up and the lines will stay on your body for like a good 15, 20 minutes, maybe a little bit longer. And I love that. It's like I can just draw on you.
Yeah, see the line.
So it's coming up even already.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like I can make words, I can make pictures, I can make designs, and I can just get really creative. And I just think that's a really sexy feature of this.
One thing, I've been really into knife play, not necessarily acting on it, but just really excited to try. I personally want to draw blood.
I do
too. And I want to see what that's like to kind of have this mess and also this intensity. Because that's an extreme thing when you get into, I don't want to say blood play, but that's kind of what it is. Just that mixing of fluid in a very intense and different way. Also, you know, it's very important to be safe. You don't want to do that with just any old body. You want to make sure you're tested and everything is a well-oiled machine, but I've been really excited about just, I think, how scandalous it is. I really like when it comes to just sex in general and play. I really like what's taboo. I like what's scandalous. I like what's kind of wrong, and that's why I'm really interested in knife play. And I'm not sure if you can see, but this definitely whelped up.
And it's red.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't press at all. I didn't press at all. Now, what I really like to do is create a combination because, you know, like I said, I like to mix and match and I like to create different sensations.
Yeah.
So if it's the knife or if it's the pinwheel, what I'll use in combination with these is I will bring a blindfold into the mix. So now we got a true sensation play where we got sensory deprivation happening.
Yeah.
And so sensory deprivation is simply when you take away one or more of the senses as you stimulate the other senses. So for instance, just putting a blindfold on is sensory deprivation. That alone is taking away your ability to see. So now you're so much more in tune with your feeling, how your body feels or what you're hearing. So you might hear my voice or my breath or the music behind. You're so much more in tune and everything else is heightened because you've now lost your ability to see. So what I would love to do with that is I'll throw the blindfold on, and then maybe I got the knife. First, I'm gonna let you hear the knife open, because even that sound, you can, I don't know if you can hear that on the mic loud, but I like that sound. It's like, yeah, it's about to go down. So I would combine that, the blindfold, and I would restrain you. Mm. So maybe I'll tie you to the bed, or I throw these on you. Oh, matter of fact, no. We didn't even get to this restraint right here. So this right here, real quick. This right here is a hip and hip wrist restraint. So this small circle right here, this goes around your wrist. Let me open it up. So similar to the other restraint that I showed you, it got the inner piece here. It's not furry, but it's still nice and soft, so you're not gonna cause any kind of irritation to your wrist when you put this on. I like the Velcro sometimes too, because it's easy. Yeah. So I can just throw this on real quick. It's not a problem. So that goes around your wrist. And matter of fact, you demonstrate real quick. So if you're listening to this right now and not watching, definitely go check us out on YouTube so you can see all the toys that we're describing and how we're using them. But yeah, you throw this on your wrist.
And the padding's really nice. It makes it very comfortable. And then, it also just feels of quality.
Yeah, it's very solid. Even though this is almost broken, I probably have to get another one, because you throw this on and somebody is squirming. And they trying to get out of this hard because you're so vulnerable with having this on. So that part goes there. And then this part here goes around your ankle. I mean, not your ankle, your thigh. See, look, it's already ripped up. We got
the pattern of the blanket on me.
So boom. So with this here, you can't go anywhere. So now there's two of them. This is just one. And you put the other one on the other side, and now you're bound. You're not going nowhere. Mm-hmm. And I just like it because you're open, so you have to receive what I'm about to give you. And I like the sound. You can hear the Velcro kind of moving a little bit. And this is a great toy. Super simple, super easy, super affordable. And it just gives you a lot of options. So I would blindfold you. And I will use the pinwheel. I'll probably use the pinwheel on you, because it can get a little crazy with the knife sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I just know the pinwheel is a little more safe. So I would use the pinwheel on you. But if we built, that level of trust with each other, and I know you can handle it, then maybe I'll go ahead and throw the knife on there. But so you'll be blindfolded right now, and you'll be able to feel this while your arms are restrained. That probably make you a little crazy.
Yeah.
In a good, very good way. And then if you want to go to another level with the sensory deprivation, I would take away another sense. So if I'm going to take away another sense, the easiest sense to take away after sight is your hearing. Mm-hmm. So I will put some headphones on you so you can't hear anything. You just stuck with whatever music that I want, depending on the mood.
Yeah.
Depending on the mood that I want to go into. So again, you can just get really creative, but just combining these things in different ways to invoke different sensations.
Yeah, and headphones now have the noise cancellation, so sometimes just putting that on so you're not listening to music, but you're just not hearing anything that's going on either.
Right. Now, real quick with this is, just like a tie blindfold. It's cool. I don't mind it, but I wouldn't necessarily recommend this. I couldn't find my other blindfold, but just the traditional blindfold you just throw over your head, that is the better one I would recommend, especially because you're going to be moving around a lot. You're busy with all the activities going on in the bed. And I just feel like this right here, it can untie, it can slip down off your face. So these are cool.
Loosen, so you kind of like see at certain angles.
Yeah, you can see underneath or the side.
Yeah.
So it's cool, but in all actuality, I probably want to tie somebody up more with this than use this style of blindfold. Do we have any other sensory?
No, I think that's all for sensation play.
Okay.
I guess maybe we can come back to Maud and talk about the massage oil. So this is temperature play, but also goes into sensation. So this candle specifically, you burn it, and when you're done with the flame of the candle, the wax that has melted can be massage oil. So it's nice and warm, it's toasty, so you have that warm, cuddly feeling that you can also bring into massage, which is a whole different type of sensation.
I like that. I'm looking forward to trying that one out, because I know that you're not a huge fan of the candle wax. So I hope that.
That was cheap candle wax, let's be honest.
It wasn't cheap. It was just more intense. It was not cheap. It was fine.
It was. And then when you put it on yourself, you realize, yes, this is burning me.
No, it was pretty so hot. Because one thing we did learn through getting the candles is that different candles burn differently. So yes, even though they are candles specifically made for wax play, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's at the level that is good for you. So definitely do your research when it comes to candles. Candles can be very fun. Candles can be very gentle. They don't have to be super hot, super intense, but they also do have candles that can be super hot and can be super intense. And I just so happened to get the intense ones.
Very intense.
Because I remember I got the other one after that, and it wasn't that nearly as bad.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, so just make sure you do your candle research before you go lighting up on somebody. So what we got next? What's the next category? We just hit sensory.
Yes, now we go into vibration. And with vibration, there's one thing that I love about it is vibration is the reason why it's such an enticing pleasure is the brain can't keep up with the vibrating waves that's onto the body. So it can't tell like whether to tense up or to protect the body because it's happening faster than the mind can think, which is why it feels so good. I used to be a masseuse, and when I went to massage school, they was telling you about like if you have someone who has like a trigger point or a point of pain, to put vibration on it to trick the mind into relaxing. So, and that's the same thing with when it comes to pleasure. It's kind of tricking your mind into just being overly indulged with pleasure. But we have a plethora of vibrators. The first one is kind of like our OG one. This is like your standard wand. And I like it because it has like different, you can hear the vibration there. It's very intense, but it has different waves of sensation that can happen. So it can go from a low intensity to a very, very high intensity. And I like the structure of it because it's easy to grip, it's easy to hold. Sometimes you want to put it on a certain spot. And with that, you know, when you're in the mix of things and there's legs and booties and arms all over the place, it's hard to reach. But I feel like this one, you're able to get a good grip.
Yeah, I like this one, especially this size. It's just, it's not a small one. They do have small ones, but this is a nice size one. And I really like this. I feel like as a man, this should just be your best friend. This should be your go-to. This should be your homie, your right hand for your sexual experiences. Because with this, this could help with the foreplay. When you're trying to come up with creative ways to incorporate foreplay, it's excellent for that. But this could also be great after an amazing round of sex. You just came and your partner wants to keep going. You know, between that break time, we need a few minutes to bounce back. You throw this vibration on and you can keep the party going. You know, with this, I have no problems. Because there'll be times where I'll finish and you'll want to keep going. I see it in your face. You want to keep going.
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't come yet, or maybe you want to come again. And I just throw this on and we could just keep it going. I love it.
It's nice and simple, and we haven't played with that one in a while, and I'd like to. And going, since we're on wands, let's go to this number. This is the Lilo Smart Wand 2. And one thing that I love about this and why I really wanted to get this one is for how long it is. This helps you get all the angles, and it also has like a really large head. This is also like advertised to like do like neck massages and body massages and erotic massages. So it's a very versatile toy that's not just about pleasure, but it's also about therapeutic relief as well, which is fun. But again, that angle, it's like, I love the way it curves. I love the handle that it can have, because sometimes like we'll be like in missionary and like I can't really get to like certain areas, or if you're on top of me and I want to get to areas of my body, I have to like go a different route. So this allows me to get to all the different spaces, and I think it's super fun. One thing about this is it has, you can kind of see it moving. It has different sensations, so, and also different intensities. So you can make it higher, you can make it lower. You can also change the vibration of it. And most of, I think all of Lilo's toys, at least the ones that we have, are like that. So I love the Smart Wand too.
And we have a discount code for that, or a link.
Yes, we do have a discount link for Lilo as well, and that will be in our episode description if you want to check out any of the Lilo products. They are amazing. They are, after my Groupon vibrator, Lilo was the first brand that I went to, and one thing that I love about it is it just feels like luxury, and you can even see it with it. It has the strong magenta color, but it also has that gold accenting. We have another toy. I don't think it's in this collection right now, but that one has like a 24 karat gold accenting. So I love the luxury of it. I love the way it feels. I love the way it looks, and it lasts forever. So check out the Lilo.
Yeah, it's legit. It's definitely, it's another level of sex toys. They're not all made the same. And time after time, Lilo has not let us down.
Not even a little bit.
So in addition to our Lilo toys, this is our mod. Another mod option. We really love mod, if you can't tell already. This is our first actual toy because we were rocking with the Louvre for probably like a year and a half.
Yeah.
And then mod was so nice to send us a few things, and they sent us this. So
I think it's called the Spot.
This is the Spot. And what would you say its main purpose is? Because we've do a few things with it, but what would you say its main purpose
is? I think this is a G-spot simulator.
Right, it is.
It's why it has that curvature. So that it can get that G-spot that's, you know, inside the vagina.
Right. Yes, this is exactly a G-spot stimulator. And the reason why I like it, because with this curve here, I can slide my dick like in this little area right here. So I can slide in there and be in it, be in you while this is in you at the same time. So you're getting the vibrations, you're getting me, I'm getting the vibrations, and I'm getting you. And it's just this nice, tight tunnel of pure pleasure, and yeah, that's just different. This was different. I remember that wasn't the purpose, but we just found ourselves because I was just getting real excited and getting into it.
You sure were.
Yeah, just doing a little DP action.
Yeah, that was my first time experiencing that, and it was shocking but very pleasurable. One thing also that I love about this toy is it has just a very simple vibration. But it has a very simple vibration that when you turn it on, it stays consistent. I like consistency. I'm not a fan of the vibrate, stop, vibrate, or the grow, vibrate, where it's like starts low and then gets big and then goes back down. I'm not a fan. Yeah. So with this one, it's straightforward. You get what it gives you, you get what it gives you. And it's just nice, fun, and it gets that G-spot perfectly. And I love the color. It kind of reminds me of a zucchini or something. I feel like I'm fucking a cucumber, and that's always great. At least it's organic.
It does look kind of like a cucumber now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Now, as we pivot a little bit, we have a few anal stimulation options as well. Mm-hmm. Now, this isn't a vibrator. This is your classic. Well, I guess we'll mesh them together because this is vibration / anal toys. Now, before we get to the vibration part of this, the good old-fashioned anal plug. So anal plugs are good for any type of anal training that you want to do, whether you want to just prepare for anal sex or you just enjoy them by their own. Like, they can just be their own standalone toy. And as you can see, they come in a lot of different sizes. They come with a lot of different options. You have your more silicone. This is like the most non-threatening, the most basic. If you got a nice little tight butt and you know you're not ready for something as large as this, you can start as small as something like this and just get things going. Take your time, get it going.
And this one is very similar to that. And this one, we have two other sizes. But I like this one a lot. I like the stainless steel. It's easy to clean. It feels really nice going in. It just kind of like slips inside. And with anal plugs, it's really important that it has that narrower edge and then a large stop so that it doesn't get lost inside of you.
That'd be the worst.
That is the worst. But this one also has like a cute little pink heart, so you can like show off a little pink heart in your asshole. And who doesn't want that?
It is mad cute seeing you bent over with that.
Thank you.
It's mad cute. And then this one, when you want to grow, I like this one because it's clear. You can kind of see inside the ass a little bit.
I never thought of that.
You can see inside a little bit. And I just like it. It looks cool. It looks sexy. And it's pretty large, but it's smooth. The glass is smooth. So it's cool.
I like the glass and stainless over the silicone specifically for anal plugs.
And they got a little weight to it too, so it's
just the weight to it, and it feels heavy. Yeah, it feels heavy, but in a good way.
Right. So yeah, if you are interested in any type of anal play, absolutely, you want to start yourself off with some type of anal plug so you can get warmed up, whether for that specific scene that you're about to get into with your partner or just in general. You know, you can prep over the course of weeks by trying out different size plugs and going from there. And as you grow into your plugs, they got a lot of different plugs. They got plugs for men, they got plugs for women. There's all different types of plugs, but I will just say that Add some vibration in there. Yeah. It is. Now this, right, we just found this one. Lilo sent this one.
Yes, that's the Loki Wave 2. And that's one of their newer ones.
It said it's called the Wave.
The Loki Wave. Yeah, Loki Wave 2.
That is so perfect because with this right here, it is low-key waving to you. So you just slide this in here. Hold on, let me turn it on. You just slide it in. I don't know if you can see that, but it's literally like, come here. Cometh, heareth.
Yeah.
You're going to come get this vibration.
This is specifically a prostate simulator, so it's for men. And it allows that deeper penetration. It allows for the vibration and, like you said, that come here sensation, which helps to activate activate that prostate.
I don't know. Because... I'm all for the prostate love. I feel like our prostates are not getting enough love, and there's a lot of shit around this. That, no pun intended. But with something like this, let me turn this off so y'all can hear me. With something like this, it definitely looks pretty intimidating, but it's honestly, I can tell it's not as crazy as it probably seems. That would be very interesting with the come hither.
Yeah.
Because when you do it, like with your fingers, like it's that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I can't imagine what it would be like to add vibration.
Yeah, to that.
Yeah. But I already know what them comments about to be like. I already know what the thoughts about to be like. Man, like, I ain't fucking with no kind of toys with my ass. And it was funny because this was this right here. So as soon as we mentioned toys to men, this is exactly what they thought about.
Yeah.
The most intense shit. This is some more advanced level of toy right here. This is later. You can work up to something like this. There's a lot of different options even before something of this size. But I will say, I know it's not for everybody, but guys, y'all just need to be more open-minded. I imagine that there's all other levels of pleasure you can access with something like this. This is some other shit. I've never seen a toy tell me to come here before.
Yeah.
So I just encourage the men out there, in the comfort of your own home with your lady, explore some toys, especially exploring toys like this. Like I said, our prostates are not getting enough love, but if for no other reason than to help prevent prostate cancer. Let's just think about the prostate cancer, guys. We don't want no prostate cancer. If something like this, this is too much. This is a lot. If something as simple, because this is another one. If something as small and simple as this can help save you from prostate cancer, don't you want to save yourself from prostate cancer? You like your prostate. Your woman likes your prostate.
If you don't know, you probably do like your prostate.
And there's so many men that have no idea that they would like their prostate. Yeah. It's actually our G-spot.
It's literally your G-spot.
It's literally, it just happens to be there. So why are we running from all the pleasure that can be there because it's deemed as gay? And again, we've talked about this on other episodes. This shit still don't make no sense to me because you're my woman. You're not my man. Where's the gay? I don't see the gay in it. Because it's like, oh, well, you're doing some shit with your ass. Okay, but what's the... Yes, gay men have anal sex. Okay, cool. Yeah. Gay men also kiss each other. Are we going to take kissing off the table? Oops. Gay men kiss each other. We ain't doing that neither.
There's nothing wrong with gay men kissing or playing with their prostates.
Not at all. You know, everybody just stay in your lane and do your thing. But let's just make it all make sense. And I just know that overall, prostate pleasure, it makes sense. It makes sense. I'm sold. I'm good. I love it. We love it. We good over here.
We're good over here.
But if it ain't for you, it's cool. I just keep doing my thing.
then at least try something smaller.
Now, in addition to those vibrating toys, this is one of my new favorites right here. I don't know if you can see this here that good, but this right here is a vibrating cock ring. Mm. Now, prior to this, I ain't had much experience with cock rings. Like, I've put one on occasionally, and cock rings in general are really good for forcing the blood to stay in the shaft, so you can just have stronger erections, more longer lasting erections. Mm-hmm. You can stay harder longer, so cock rings are really good for that. For a while, I just didn't fuck with cock rings just because the name alone was throwing me like, oh, cock, I'm still not connecting with the whole cock word. But eventually, I'm like, let me just try one of these out. But I recently found this one on Amazon, just some regular Amazon shop had this sex toy. If you didn't know, also, don't sleep on Amazon. Amazon got some decent sex toys on there. There are a lot of other sites that provide better sex toys for sure, and we'll do sex toy reviews and we'll put you on to all of them. But just in general, there's a lot of good sex toy options. So I got this one off Amazon, and like I said, it's a vibrating cock ring. So you go in on one side, got your balls to sit nice comfortably on the bottom, and then the front part goes over too. And it's cool even without the vibration, but then you turn that vibration on, oh, it's great. That vibration hits it to another level. So you have that on while I'm inside you. All this, all just new levels of pleasure activated. Like, literally, I remember the first time I started using just vibration-based toys with you, and it was just like, yo, what? Like, where are we going right now? It was just like the elevator busted through the roof, and there was some new penthouse levels that I just didn't even know were possible.
Yeah, and one thing I love about this one is because you have it on, I also feel the vibration, so it feels like your penis is vibrating inside of me. It's very fascinating. I love it.
Yeah, and I like the vibration too. Yeah, especially for that, because it can work for both of us. Mm-hmm. So it might be a toy specifically for you, but I reap the benefits exactly, of getting yeah. that extra level of vibration. And then to finish things off, this right here, this by far is my favorite anal toy. For sure. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to just be for your ass, but it's definitely made for that. This is like a double-sided glass dildo. And with this one, it comes with these ridges here. So it has like a small area when you're a beginner in anal play, I guess you could say. You can kind of just stay right there. Just, you know, poke at the ass a little bit. Just, you know, just say hello. And then you got the medium size here. It's like, you know, your junior level. This is right here. You're in the game now. And you want to expand it. So, and I like it because in one session, you can start off with the small one and then slowly get to where you open it up to the medium one. And then the bottom one here is slightly bigger than even the medium one. And then once you've reached here, you've reached the promised land. And then it just kind of stays in there. And then on the other side is this handle. I don't know if you can see the handle well, but it's like these grooves. Like, you can grab on the handle and it just feels really solid. So I just feel like I got a lot of control while I'm going in there. And I just think this looks so sexy. And I thought about it the other day. I want to put this in the freezer and use this.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah. I want to put this in the freezer. We haven't tried that out yet with this. And I like it because it's heavy too. The weight really feels good. But if you wanted to, you could use the other side.
Yeah, you've used the other side on me. I like the side a lot.
Yeah, you could use for your vagina. So this is a very, very versatile tool. This is a very cool tool. And I will absolutely keep this in my toy bag for years to come. What else do we have? Oh, speaking of dildos, I know those are your favorite things.
My least favorite.
Yeah, she hates dildos. She hates them.
Hate is such a strong word, but I do. I don't like them because I'm not a fan of just straight up penetration from something outside of a live penis. I'm a fan of vibration. I like that type of stimulation. But when it comes to just pure penetration, I just much rather that human go.
Right. I feel you. Different strokes for different folks. But I remember I got this one excited thinking that you were going to like it. I'm like, let me get a purple. I know she'll probably like this purple.
I really like the purple. I like that. I don't like flesh tone ones either. I'm just personally not a fan.
Yeah. But, you know, the good old classic dildo, they come in all kinds of shapes, sizes, colors, and functions. And I think it's good to, well, definitely for people who just want to be filled, sure, go knock yourself out if you don't have a penis available. You know, this is always versatile. You got your little suction cup. You can throw it on the shower, throw it on whatever walls, do your thing. But also, I think it's cool, like, if you want to kind of venture into DPing, maybe you can't or don't want another penis in the mix, but you want the feel and you still want everything else that comes with it. Cool, you could throw a dildo into the mix. If you wanted to get into some kind of strap-on action, you can throw a dildo into the mix. So, classic right here. Classic. Good old classic dildo. We're going to use this damn thing. Did we use it yet?
We have.
Like one time, right? We're going to use this dildo one time for some DP.
That's what we used it for.
No, we didn't. We didn't do it then. Because we did not do a successful DP with that? No, we didn't do that. All right, so those are all the toys that vibrate on you and fill you up.
And for our last section, we have both of our favorites, which is Impact.
Yes.
So tell me about Impact.
By far, this is my favorite Impact toy. By far. This right here, we found this at the dollar store, Family Dollar. And it was just sitting right there in the kitchen section. And we bought a few other toys by that time. And this is how I knew we was on some other shit. We were just some freaks because we both saw it at the same time and just kind of gave each other a look like, yeah, this looks like the perfect toy.
Yeah.
And so we grabbed this, not realizing how much I would love this thing. And I just love it. It's the perfect size for my hands, the perfect weight, and perfect size, very versatile. And I've smacked a lot of ass with this paddle right here. But they're all different types of paddles. They're thick paddles, skinny paddles,
heavier ones.
Yeah. Heavier ones and everything. I thoroughly enjoy the paddles. But in addition to the paddles, we have a crop. I like this crop. This is a newer crop. I had ones that are more shaped like riding crops, like for horses. But this crop, I liked it because I liked the bigger base here. But I would say that it looks really cool. And I like that it has the handle there because I like to hang my toys up when I'm in the session so that I can see everything and have everything accessible. So I definitely recommend any kind of toys with handles that you can get that have loops and things that you can hang them on. This is very helpful when you're in the middle of a scene, so you don't have to worry about digging for things. A lot of times you can just hang it up on your wall or whatever and get to work. But I really like the riding crop. I like this because it's very quick. So with the paddle, I gotta really use my wrist and I gotta really swing it sometimes and use my arms and, you know, kind of put my back into it. This right here, I can just a little flick of the wrist.
Yeah.
And it's real quick. I can make little small taps, or I can go for full swings as well.
Yeah.
How do you like getting hit with the crop?
I actually don't think I've been hit with this one. It's usually the smaller, like more of that riding crop like you were talking about.
Right.
I personally like it a lot. I like how small and local the hit is, and it allows for a very like I said, localized sensation that just feels, that kind of shudders throughout the body.
Yeah.
And I think it's really fascinating. So I like crops a lot.
Yeah. And my second favorite.
Yeah, I was just about to bring that one up, actually. One thing that I love about this specific flogger is because it's made out of suede.
Well, this is a flogger.
Yes, that is a flogger.
Yeah, this is a flogger right here.
And when you have Impact toys, there's like, you have your thuddy, which feels kind of like heavier. It feels deeper. It feels almost dense on the body. And I like those sensations best. And then you have more of your stingy ones. And with the stingy ones, it stings. It hurts. It kind of feels like a slap to the face, if you will. And this specific flogger is more of a thuddy feel. And it just feels more pleasurable. Like it hurts. hurts, but it feels more like in that pleasure where you can just relax into it. And you can also do different types of sensation with it, like just grazing it on the body, slapping it, going quicker, going slower. It's very versatile.
Yeah, the reason why I like the flogger is for that specific reason. It is a very versatile tool. So yeah, you can use this for impact, absolutely, but you can start with just gliding it up your body.
Yeah.
And with that, it's almost like a massage, and it's just, it's very gentle. It doesn't have to be painful at all at any time. It can be very gentle, but also, and we'll do a demonstration at another point, you can swing it, and just a lot of options in terms of how you can swing it. There's a lot of quick swings you can do. There's a lot of slower but strong swings that you can do as well. And I really like this one because it is more thuddy and less stingy. It allows me to swing it harder.
Yeah.
So sometimes I really like to swing shit hard. It just like gives me a certain level of gratification in being able to swing something hard and feeling that impact. So I like that I can go harder with this. And I like the sound. It looks like damage. It sounds like damage is being done when you use this one. But we also have skinnier ones as well. Yeah, we have skinnier ones as well that are more stingy. They're made of leather. They're made of suede. But try them out. Try different ones out. See which ones that you would like if impact is something that you're interested in. And in general, people like impact for different reasons. Some people like impact for the gentle side of it, where just light impact, like a hand smack or something like a flogger, can just be pleasant. It just feels nice. Like you feel a little something, it's doing a little something, but it's nice. It's light, it's gentle, it feels good. And then other people are masochists and they full-blown enjoy pain. Like pain actually brings them pleasure. And I know for some people, when they hear that, it's like, oh no, absolutely not. I would never. How could somebody want to get beat? How could somebody want to beat somebody? And you don't understand unless you like it. If you don't like it, you wouldn't know that you like it or why people like it. But there's a communication that happens specifically with impact toys that I thoroughly enjoy. It's this nonverbal communication where, number one, the person receiving the impact is communicating, I trust you. And I really enjoy that, knowing that someone trusts me enough to allow me to hit them with a toy.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, especially when we went to the when we go to parties, because sometimes we'll go to parties and they'll have an impact station set up, and I'll bring out the floggers or the paddles or whatever, and the main thing that I enjoy so much is that somebody else trusts me enough to provide pleasure through this and trust that I will do it in the right way, where they're safe and that everything is okay.
And I
really like that. And yeah, people sometimes it can be dark. It can be intense. It can just, people need that. It's a release. It's you're so focused on the feelings that an impact toy can bring you. It brings you very present in the moment, because with pain, there's nothing else to think about.
Yeah.
You're working through getting through that. So it can be very therapeutic in that way.
Yeah. And just focusing on the present, I think that a lot of people have, not an issue, but a struggle with just being fully in the present, not thinking about what's going on tomorrow, what's going on with your grocery list or on your to-do list, just being fully immersed in what's happening here and now. And impact allows for that. It allows for that space to be here and be present in the pain, or be present with the pleasure and just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just fun. It's like a nice little ego boost too, in the sense that, yeah, I just beat somebody's ass real good. I just beat the shit out of somebody. Consensually.
And they liked it, yes.
Consensually, of course. But I just beat the shit out of somebody and they fucking loved it.
They loved it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. So yes, we encourage you to explore the world of impact. But again, with the flogger real quick, this I would highly recommend even more than the paddle or the crop, because it's so versatile. Again, you can use this to just gently glide over someone's body, or you can use it for full-blown impact sessions.
Mm-hmm.
So check out a flogger.
Yeah. So we went over a lot of different toys. So before we close, what are some tips that you would give for someone who is very new into the space and wants to explore different toys and bring into the bedroom, but might be a little apprehensive because they don't know how their partner will react?
I would say just talk about it. I don't think it's an offensive thing to let someone know, hey, I've been interested in toys. I think just say what it is that you're interested in. If you know of certain toys that you're interested in, that definitely helps. Hey, I'd like to use a flogger. Hey, I'd like to use this type of vibrator, so you can have a more specific conversation. But I don't think it needs to be anything that you have to tippy-toe around. It's not like you're asking for a threesome or you're asking for, you know, a relationship with somebody from work or something. Yeah. Like, those conversations, you got to tread water a little more lightly. But with something like toys, just say, hey, what do you think about toys? Yeah, I want you to smack me with this paddle. What about that? I want to flog you, you know, whatever the case is. I just say, just go for it. Just go for it. And if you're receiving a request from your partner about toys and you don't know anything about toys, instead of feeling threatened or feeling like your partner wants to replace you or that you're not enough because they're asking to bring toys in, just have an open mind and just realize that toys, again, have no power without the hands that hold them. And so just know that by incorporating toys, this just can be an extension of you. And I know for men specifically, like with the men that we were talking to, some of them would say like, yeah, nah, I'm enough. I don't need a toy.
Yeah.
And one thing I know about men universally is that we want to know that we're good in bed for our partners. For whatever our reasons are, we want to know that they enjoyed us and that we are skilled. We know what we're doing. We handled our handles in the bed. We put it down. We did our thing. And so if that is one of your goals, then absolutely incorporate toys. You can't go wrong. There is a toy for you. There's a toy for you and your partner. You just got to find it or them. And it's only going to enhance everything. There's just no negatives with toys. That's a long-winded way of saying, just go get you some fucking toys.
Absolutely. And I do have a few, that was great. I do have a few just takeaway tips that people can use when you are incorporating toys into the bedroom or you're wanting to bring it up to your partner. Choose the time and place properly. You want it to make sense. You don't want it to be in the middle of having sex and maybe you didn't come and you feel like, oh, well, if I had a vibrator, I probably would have got there a little faster or a little deeper. You don't want to bring it up then. So choose your time and place. You know your partner better than anyone else, so know what would be best for them, where they can actually hear what you're saying and receive it. Focus on open and non-judgmental communication. If somebody comes up to you like, hey, I really want to try knife play, that can be really intense. And maybe you don't feel like this is something that you would naturally gravitate towards. But if this is something your partner is really wanting and you want to fulfill that for your partner, that should be enough to at least be open to try it. And if you try it and it's amazing, beautiful. If you try it and it wasn't for you, just communicate that and be honest in that space as well. Another one is to acknowledge that your partner might have reservations. Maybe they are like one of those types of men that's like, you know, I am enough, and bringing something in is feels like I am not. Honor that and acknowledge that and make sure that they know that it's not about them being less than or them not being worthy enough or not being able to fulfill your desires. It's about exploring new desires and exploring new sensations. Another one is normalizing the experience by exploring different toys and maybe doing the research together. A lot of these toys we've either looked at together or they've been a surprise or one of us brought it up or the other brought it up. So make it fun, make it interesting, and also evolve one another so that it doesn't feel very one-sided or it doesn't feel pushed on the other person. Also start small. Like we have like these many, many different toys and you don't want to start out with impact or the deepest impact or the largest prostate toy. You want to start small and see, is this something that I even like? Is this something that my partner is interested in doing? And start small and grow from there. And a very important one is establishing boundaries and consent. Before you go into any of these types of scenes with no matter what type of toy, whether it's starting small or going large, you want to establish consent and boundaries. Know what your partner is willing to do and not willing to do, and push forward with that knowledge. Also establish safe words. We use safe words like red, meaning completely stop. It could be orange, meaning like, you know what, this is great, but if it went any further, I don't know if I'd be comfortable. And once you know what those safe words are, you can allow just a little more security, and just at least in that knowledge of knowing, okay, this person knows what my bandwidth is, and we can start from there. And also, you want to focus on the benefits. It's all about the arousal. It's all about the pleasure. Maybe it's about the pain, but really it's about exploring different avenues of pleasure and sensation, and learning your body and learning your partner's body, and exploring that with one another, whether you're a weekend or 5 to 10 years. And it's never too late or too early to learn something new about your own body or your partner's body. And when you're able to be in that space fully and embrace it and enjoy it, it's a really beautiful way to connect. And lastly, we talked about it before, but it's really important to just keep an open mind. You might see something that automatically your brain goes, no, I'm not interested. I will never be interested. And then you try it and you're like, wow, that was one of the best experiences of my life. So you want to keep an open mind. I always say, try something once. If I don't like it, I won't do it again. But if I end up loving it, then that's a new thing that we can add to our sexual repertoire.
Yeah, and also, P.S., play safe. Definitely do your research on toys, no matter how innocent or easy it may seem. Just understand what you're going to use on someone else or yourself. Make sure you have just a thorough understanding of what it is, the precautions, and how to go about it safely so that you don't hurt yourself or anybody else. Because the last thing you want to do is get all excited about this new thing that y'all, you know, you want to play with, and then you fuck around and hurt somebody, yeah, and your partner, and then they never want to play with it again. And now you've messed up the opportunity for y'all to connect, you know, through these toys. So just play safe. Oh, how could I forget? There's no way I could end this episode without putting y'all on to the best of the best. I think as soon as we start playing with it, we just got this, so haven't got a chance to play with it yet, but just give me 1 second. Right. Here we go. This shit right here, this right here, got a little special one right here. So, you know when there's a briefcase involved, it's for real. This right here is my new electro wand set. So I've been wanting to play with electric. Well, we want to do some electro play for quite a while now, and I got me this new kit. So with it, this is right here. This is the bass right here. So this is where all the magic happens. So you got this bass here. You just plug it into your wall. This provides the power. And there's all different kinds of attachments that you throw on the end here. So you just throw them on the end. And then on the other side, you'll see some electricity come out. And I like it because there's a dial at the end here. And you can adjust how intense you want it. So, you know, if you want to go full Ben Franklin and just electric fly the shit out of somebody, you can go for that. But, you know, if you want something super gentle, you don't have to be intimidated. I know it's electricity. I know it can seem very scary. And that's actually part of the fun. But you don't have to worry about shocking somebody. You can have this super light where it's just a tickle. It's just a gentle, gentle touch. But there's all different kinds of attachments that, you know, provide a little bit of a different sensation. But the really, really cool thing that I like about this is it comes with like this conductor, I guess you can say. I don't know all the lingo yet, but we'll do a thorough review of this once we play with it, and I'll explain it even better. But with this piece right here, so basically, if you hold on to this piece, for instance, I can take any piece of metal that would conduct electricity, and now it becomes one of these. So like if I'm holding this, for instance, I can just even use my finger and touch you with it, but because I'm holding this, now my finger is electricity.
So you kind of become the base.
Right. Yeah. So I become the base. Whatever this is touching now can conduct electricity as well, which is really cool. So if you're holding this, like let's say you're laying down on your back and you have this under your butt, now everything, now your whole body is a conductor for electricity. Mm-hmm. So as long as I have something metal that I touch you with, it's also going to shock it. So with that, you can get real creative. You can grab all kind of items that you like. Or again, you can just use your hands as tools to shock your partner. So that same touch that you would be giving them in a normal setting, now it can be an electrified touch, which I think is really cool. So yeah, this is my new baby right here. This is the wand. And like I said, we're going to do a demo. We'll have some Patreon content. This would be great for that. And we'll do a demo playing with this, because this right here is mad dope. So in closing, we hope that you got some good information today. We hope we put you on to some new toys. We hope we inspired y'all to incorporate toys if you haven't before. We hope that we have clarified some preconceived notions about toys and what they do or how scary they are or what it means to use certain ones. And we hope that we have now helped y'all elevate your levels of pleasure when it comes to toys. If y'all have any cool toys that y'all enjoy using, please share it with us, because we always looking for new ways to bring some more levels of excitement to the bedroom. So let us know your favorite toys. Let us know why you like your favorite toys. Be on the lookout. We're going to start also incorporating actual toy reviews in our episodes, so that we can really give in-depth looks at what toys are really good, why they're good, and, you know, share it with y'all. So with that being said, thank you so much again for making it this far in another episode of Both Sides of the Bed with us. We appreciate all the new followers. We're continuing to grow. Everybody, we've been gone for a little while, but y'all still here like we never left, and we appreciate that. So if y'all find any benefit in this episode or any other episodes, please share it with somebody. It goes a long way. And make sure you follow us on Instagram. We got the Threads. Was it Threads app now? Mm-hmm. We're on Threads too. YouTube, everything. Make sure you check us out. Y'all know the deal.
Yes, and if you want to take your intimate journey to the next level and you want to explore new ways of pleasure and communicate what works best for you and navigate in that space, then you can reach out to me at b-intimate.com. That link is in our bios and all of our episode descriptions. And also, if you want to share those things, if you want to share those toy recommendations, if you want to share a story about an experience you had with the toy, then please reach out to us at share@bothsidesofthebed.tv.
So thank you again for tuning in to another episode of Both Sides of the Bed. I just gotta throw my glove in there one more time. Ain't this shit some scary shit right here? So until next time, stay tuned for the sexy.
Stay tuned for the sexy.